You're listening to DraftKings Network.
At the All-Star Game for baseball, Stugatz, we were talking about how the televised product can be improved by getting us closer to the real stuff, to the microphones, to the honest back and forths. And I saw last night, we were talking earlier in the show with Mike Schur about Edwin Diaz, the cool closer for the Mets. The Mets matter, okay? The Mets are getting television numbers that seem small, right? They just had a series against Atlanta where the average viewership was 430,000 people. It's the highest in the history of that network. The Mets matter, playing against the Braves. The last game got 550,000 people watching.
Major League Baseball has something interesting going on. The Mets matter, the Yankees matter, the Dodgers matter, Southern California matters. And if you ask Major League Baseball which markets do you need to matter, they would tell you those plus Boston.
But you just got to this part, even though you are a Mets fan.
Late, yeah.
And baseball has run off some of this show over the years. But what I've seen discussed regarding Edwin Diaz last night and before, because he's a power arm, because he strikes everybody out, and because of the confidence he gives when he gallops in from the bullpen, his music, Stugatz, and is the name of the song, is it Narcos or is it Narco? The
name, I'll look whether it's a plural or not, but it's incredible.
And him walking in with the camera right behind him, over his shoulder, okay? And you see the place swing open. The bullpen swings open. And this guy, it's beautiful to watch. It's artistic. It's theatrical. And then the trumpets hit. And you know you've got a badass who throws harder than everybody else and strikes everybody out. And it's whether it's Wild Thing Charlie Sheen in the movie Major League, whether it's Enter Sandman for Mariano Rivera. What did Trevor Hoffman came into something? I remember Lee Smith used to walk purposely slow to the mound because
one of the coolest things
in sports is the guy with the big arm walking out of the bullpen because your fan base knows that he's to be feared.
Well, they know the game's over. The Mets are, when they have a lead, they are 61-0 after the eighth inning. 61-0 when they have a lead going into the ninth because of this pitcher.
Trevor Hoffman was Hell's Bells, and this music is distinctly Latin, and you see what goes through Shea Stadium in a part of New York that's distinctly Latin. It feels like Caribbean baseball. It feels like baseball games played not in the United States.
It's tough to be badass with a trumpet, but that's what that song does. It's a great entrance. Eric Gagne was one of my favorites. I got to see that at Dodger Stadium once when he came out to Welcome to the Jungle. He would come out of the bullpen. There'd be a logo of his face and the words "Game Over" when he was unhittable. Like, that was intimidating because what did he go? Like a season and a half not surrendering a blown save? Like, I love the badass closer.
Jonathan Papelbon had the Dropkick Murphys, and you knew when that came out, I was like, okay, door's closing.
I saw the other day, Stugatz, Shohei Ohtani. I don't know if you know what his walk-up music is, but it's Lil Wayne, and it's Showtime is his walk-up music. That's what he is borrowing from our culture. Is there anything, when you think of entrances with music, is it possible that there's anything cooler than Mariano Rivera's languid gait when you know what's walking into the game and you know that the people in the other dugout know what's walking into the game coming in to enter Sandman? Are you saying this is as good as that?
I'm not saying this is as good as that. I think Rivera has the best entrance of any pitcher in the history of baseball. And it's going to be hard to eclipse even Diaz with the Mets. I understand. Like, listen, it's fun to watch. It's fantastic. The crowd gets really into it. But you got to win some first, you know? And they haven't won a thing yet.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're not even doing it about the moment.
Some winning
doing the retroactive excellence.
I mean, when Rivera was walking in, Dan, it started off nice and it was cool at the beginning. But then you knew the greatest relief pitcher you've ever seen was walking into that music.
To Edwin Diaz do it in the playoffs with your walk-up music.
I did. I mean, it's the regular season.
Eck used to come out to Bad to the Bone by George Thurgood.
He's got a couple of rings. I mean,
No, but I mean, to Stugatz's point, there is a certain story that gets told, and Edwin Diaz is telling his, as you said, 61-0 after the eighth inning. I think if you could transport me right now to anywhere in sports as something cool happens, I think I might pick Edwin Diaz coming out from the bullpen.
It's like pretty cool.
And especially, I think this weekend there was a National Fox game, and with the added resources, they had a handheld camera guy walk us
right behind him
from the bullpen with one of those spider cams.
It was cool.
Unbelievable.
It was so sharp. It looked like a movie.
He blows a save in the postseason, though. Watch those Met fans turn on him. I mean, he will have no idea what hit him.
He's gonna leave the field with a trumpet up his ass.